Today's shir in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are still in Simin Shin Aleph, which is discussing what a person is allowed to wear slash carry on Shabbos that is going to not be an Issa Deraisa, Issa Derabbanan, but it's permissible, and what is not. So the Mechaber continues in Sif Lamed Gimel, and he writes, Asur Lotzeis B'Shabbos B'Mos or B'Kesef V'Zov HaTfurim B'Bigdo. A person is not allowed to go out on Shabbos when he has a money of either gold or silver that is sewn into his garment. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kufchov Beis, the lo botle legabe beged. We don't consider the money over here subordinate to the garment that it's sewn into. Kimoshar dover hatofur v'socha beged, as opposed to other things which we said if they're sewn into the garment, they're considered subordinate to the garment. And the reason why money is not considered subordinate, mishum dechashuvim v'lo botle, because money is considered significant. Gold and silver coins are considered significant, and they're not subordinate, they're not nullified by the garment itself. However, we call makom lesbu chiyuva kimo bitzurun lamala. However, notice that the language that the Mechaber used over here was that it was usser, which means that it's only an issa derabbanan, as opposed to previously when you were carrying wrapped in a kerchief coins, we said there was an echiv, an issa deraisa. Here it's only an issa derabbanan, eli surah. We use the language usser rather than chayiv, mishum delav derech otzahi, because it still is not a normal way to carry something, and the only way you're chayiv min deraisa on carrying on Shabbos, if you carry it in the normal way that you would carry it during a weekday. So this is the opinion of the Mechaber, who says it's forbidden to do so, albeit midirabbanan. Then the Ramah brings down, however, a more makel opinion, hagor v'yesh matirim. He brings down a lenient opinion that says that you are allowed to go and carry the money out when it is in this way sewn into your pocket or into your garment, b'makom pseida, because of a financial loss over here. What's the reasoning? Shiyare, because you're afraid, shiyigzulu mimenu, that somebody who knows that you have this money in the house, and if you leave the house without this money, they are going to come to your house and steal it. Shiyigzulu mimenu, im yanichem babayis v'yelech mehem, that if you leave this money in the house, and you leave the house, somebody's going to come to your house and take the money. So therefore, the Ramah brings down the name of the augur and the isav heter aruch, that a person could take advantage of this kula over here and sew it into his garment, and therefore leave the house with the money in his garment. And the Ramah says, in fact, you can rely upon this leniency if you have to go out. We'll define in a moment what does it mean if you have to go out. However, the Ramah himself says, if you have the option of staying in the house and not going outside, then that would be preferable, and you shouldn't go outside taking advantage of this kula. And certainly, if there is no concern over here that somebody's going to come and take it, and you could leave it in the house, and you don't have to carry it with you when you go outside, certainly one should be machmer and not take advantage of this leniency. The Mishneh Berurah explains as if cut in kufchav gimel, haynu b'tfurim b'soch b'gdomir of Shabbos. We're talking here about where he sewed it into his garment before Shabbos started. And the reason why this leniency is allowed according to the Yesh Matirim, the Taimam, the Kivin de Les Be'el Issa de Rabbanan. Since this is only an Issa de Rabbanan over here, as we pointed out, Mishum de Lab Derech Otsohi, it's not the normal way of carrying it, v'chanal, as we've already explained, and therefore, the Kosha came as Marazen, certainly nowadays, the Laharbi Poskim Les Law, Rishus Harab and Daraisa, that most public areas today do not fit the definition of Rishus Harab and Daraisa. They're only a Carmelis, and therefore, it's really not a real potential issur of carrying from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or from Dalet Amos into Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, the Yesh Matirim over here says, Hey Kelu B'mokum say that the rabbis gave a leniency over here under these extenuating circumstances where there's going to be a financial loss. And the reasoning is because the Adam Baal Amamom, a person is very concerned about his money. And if he says, listen, I got $1,000 there in the house. If I leave the house, there's an excellent chance that $1,000 is going to be stolen. What he may end up doing is, if we don't give him a permissible way to go and do this, he may go and actually transgress a real issa deraisa. He may come to go dig a hole in the ground and hide the money in the ground, or some other similar activity that would be an issa deraisa, anything like this. So therefore, in order to prevent this likelihood that a person will do a real issa deraisa because of the concept of adum bol hamamono, the person is always very concerned about his money, therefore, the rabbis gave you a leniency over here, they allowed you to take advantage of an issur derabbanan under normal circumstances, but the rabbis were the ones that made the issur derabbanan, so the rabbis say, in this situation, we're not instituting our issur derabbanan, because unfortunately, the high likelihood would be if we don't institute or allow this to be done on a derabbanan level, so then the person will transgress on a daraisa level, so therefore they removed their issur derabbanan in this situation of adam bohol al mamono. Very important idea. Then the Mishnah brings down the kosuach ronim, he brings down and the name of, in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Kuf Nun Gimel, the Taz, the Prima Godim, and the Shagas Aryeh, these Achronim write, the Duhu Adin in Lo Tefor Mimbo Jom, they would allow, even if you didn't sew it in, on Erev Shabbos, Yuchol Lo Tzion B'Shabbos Ayidei Shinui Acher. You could even be taking advantage of this leniency with some other Shinui that would knock it down to an only potential Issad Rabbanon, Shiel Shalo Keder Chotzoa, which would not be a normal way of Chotzoa, and therefore would only be an Issad Rabbanon. For example, dahainu shi'aniyah hamoz bein bigdola b'sara o b'minolo, that you could put the money not in your pocket, but somehow having it in between your garment and your skin, or in the shoe of your foot. And these would not be normal ways of carrying, so there wouldn't be an issa d'araisa, assuming there even was a potential for an issa d'araisa, and at best would only be an issa d'rabbanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, it's only would be better to go and have it sewn into your pocket on Erev Shabbos than taking advantage of these other shinuyim on Shabbos itself. The issue foot number 27 brings down that we're going to learn in Simin Shin Yud Beis, Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Shemuta Livloa Margolius Ozohav, a person could technically swallow a pearl or diamond or a golden object and go out into the Rishus HaRab, and that's not called an Issa Daraisa of carrying. He then points out a very interesting thing. We said that you have to do a shinui over here in order to be able to knock it down from a deraisa to a derabanan. So for a righty to carry something in his left hand, is that called a shinui? So we're going to learn over there as well, in Simen Shin Mem, Sof Sif Katan Chav Beis, in the name of the Chayodim, Shebechol HaMelochos Chayev Beinim Osa Osom Biyamino Ubeinim Osa Osom Mismolo. It is not considered normally a shinui for a righty to do something with his left hand or a lefty to do something with his right hand. That's not considered a significant shinui, with one exception being writing. Writing, it is considered if a righty writes with his left hand, that's a shinui. Lefty writes with his right hand, that's a shinui. But carrying something which you normally carry in your right hand, and now you're going to carry in your left hand, or something like that, digging with your right hand, and now digging with your left hand, so those are not considered a shinui. And he adds further, shalasos melocha biraglo, bipiv, o bimarfeko, for a person to go and carry something with his foot, or in his mouth, or in his armpit, so that nechshav shinui, upotim chatos, that would knock something down from an issa d'araisa of carrying to only an issa d'rabbanan. Aval adayin yesh bas issa, but don't think for a moment that it's mutter, it still would be an issa d'rabbanan. And again, when it's a case of odim bo'al amamono, so there is this yesh matirim that would say, maybe in this situation, if there was no alternative, that you might be able to do something like this with a shinui, if that's the only way that a person would be able to prevent the potential financial loss that we're talking about. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Kufchav Dalet that if a person does need to go outside, we said you could take advantage of this kula if you're concerned about your money. If you go in Shiare, for example, we're talking about where the person is afraid. Shim Yeshiv Bayis Kolayom, if he stays in the house all day long. Yargishu Bo, Shu Shomer Meosov. People say, hey, why is this guy not going to shul? Why is this guy not going out to eat or whatever it may be? He must be protecting a lot of money, the Yavo Legoslo. And people are going to come to attack and people are going to come to his house. So therefore, in this situation, we are concerned that he will go and be over in Issa Daraisa to protect his money so he can leave the house. So therefore, we give him an out over here, according to the Yesh Matirim, to do what otherwise would be an Issa Darabon. Sivkot and Kuf Chav Hei, however, Lo Yetze, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, you shouldn't do this unless you have no alternative. Chaynu, Chutz L'Erev, Kishu Lovush Babegit, that you shouldn't go and carry outside an Erev over here if you have the alternative of staying within the Erev, of staying in the house, so then you shouldn't go and take advantage of this leniency and carry something outside the Erev. Sivkot and Kuf Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah concluded, and he said, Yesh L'Hachmir, Shalo Lilbo Shabegit, you shouldn't wear such a garment where you have the money sewn into it, the Chayshin or Shema Yetze, but you shouldn't even wear it in the house or in the place where there is an Erev, because you may come to go and carry it beyond the point where there's an Erev, and then you'd be over the potential Issur, the Rabbanon, the Arais over here, as we spoke about, even though it might be a Kula if you have no alternative, since you do have an alternative over here, so then you shouldn't do this. Siv Lamed Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Yotze Odom Besudor HaMekupol Akseifo. A person is allowed to go out with some sort of a kerchief or a scarf that's wrapped around his back, around his shoulders. Even though it's not also attached to his hand with some sort of a string, with some sort of a thread from the scarf over here to his finger. What are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Chav Zayin, even though we had said previously, and yesterday shir, the day before shir, that you're not allowed to go out with a talis wrapped around you like a scarf, as we learned over there in Chav Tes, and we also discussed it a little bit in Siv Lamed, Besuda shari. With a real scarf, it is permissible. Because the suda, the scarf over here, derech levi shasu kach b'chol lekap lo aksefa. A person walks out with a scarf. Normally, it's wrapped around his shoulders, wrapped around his neck. That's the normal way to wear it. You don't wear it as a shawl over your back. You wear it specifically to protect your shoulders and your neck. And therefore, it is permissible. The kolze amayri b'mekomos shederech eza anoshim lelech kein lefamim. This is, of course, assuming that this is the way people walk during the weekdays, that they do wear their scarves in this manner. But if nobody wears their scarves or their cloaks over here in this manner on a weekday, so then you can't wear it that way on Shabbos as well. The issue foot number 88 brings down, what about going out with some sort of a sweater or a shirt that's slung over your back with like the arms tied in front of you, as preppies wear it in the pictures? And is this considered carrying or is this considered wearing it? So he brings down for the Chazon Ish, Shemutter. This is considered a normal way of wearing it, and you could wear it this way as well. However, in the Sefer Chut HaSheni, it's brought down in the name of Chazon Ish that he wasn't certain about this, but he concluded, Sheesh Ladam Chol Mokum Umokum Im Kachi Derech Levisha Ba'osa Mokum Olo. He says it would depend on the normal way that people do this. If there are people that wear their sweaters in such a fashion, or a shirt in such a fashion, that it's just slung over your back with the arms maybe tied in front of you, then you could wear that on Shabbos as well. And the Shilas Tshuvas Olu Sion brings down, Mutu Lotzeis Bofenze. He says you are allowed to. What about wearing a towel, a mageves, around your shoulders? So the Shilas Tshuvas Olu Sion comments over here that it also is permissible because that's called a normal way of malbush. And the Marshag brings down, Shim Gam Biyom Chol Haderech Yilubo Shes HaMageves HaLatzavor Kidei Lehonos Mikach Kiagona Meyakor O Meyachom. If a person on a weekday would go and wear such a towel around his neck, around his shoulders, to protect himself from the cold or to wipe sweat off or something like that in the heat, so then you could do it on Shabbos as well. And he says, if somebody watching you was going to say that's a normal way of carrying it, so then it's okay. If somebody's looking at you and say that's a strange way of carrying it, then you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. And as well, if a person raises his cloak or his shirt and puts it over his head to protect his hat, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that's not considered a normal derech of malbush and would be osur. However, he points out, if he's doing this to protect his head or his body, then it would be permissible. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuchav Ches says, the ikol leman d'yomer b'gmorah d'bo'inon davka shehei nima yotzei mi'asuda u'krucha lo al etzpo lachziko shelo yipo mikseifav. The reason why we said that you're allowed to go out with this, even if you don't have a string attached from the scarf over here to your finger, is because there is an opinion that's mentioned in the Gemara that says you're only allowed to go out if there is a string attached to your finger from the scarf. But this man d'yomer over here that the Mechaber is bringing down does not hold like that opinion. It says you could even go out with the scarf if it's not attached to your finger. Mechaber continues and he writes, "Din ein asuder chofer rosho v'rubo, if this kerchief doesn't cover up most of your head or most of your body, also lot says bo, then you aren't allowed to go out with it. Elo imken kosher shnei roshav lamato mikseifav zemzeh. Then you would only allowed to go out with it if the two ends were tied together below your shoulders in a connecting way that it's not going to fall off of you." And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuchav Tetz, "V'hainu shu kotzar vein bo shiur kidei lechavos rosh ruvo." We're talking here about the kerchief is small enough that it can't go and cover up most of your head or your body, and therefore lekach tzarich likchar shnei roshav lamato mikseifav, and therefore you have to tie the two ends together below your shoulders. The heavy kamo abnet, and then it's like a belt v'shari, and it would be permissible afa pishuk tzar, even though it's very short, it's not covering up a lot of your head or body, but then it would be permissible like a belt. Avolam yesh basudor shiur kidei lechavos roshav rubo. But if this scarf over here does have enough to cover up most of your head or your body, oz af im mikaplo al ksefo shari, then even if it's folded over on your shoulders, it would be acceptable. Or kamosha kosav reisha sif, as we pointed out at the very beginning of this sif, the mikre malbush, because that's the normal way to wear it. V'derech levishasu b'kach, and since this is the normal way to wear it on a weekday, you can wear it that way on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us he has a further discussion in greater detail in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskol v'mein hasudor chofer roshav rubo v'chulei, and ayin in that Bir Halacha masha kasavnu b'zeh. And there the Chafetz Chaim brings down in the name of the Taz, and according to the Taz's opinion, the Rambam b'chol gavnei bo'ino sheichofa rosh v'ruba. The Rambam holds that you have to have it covering up no matter what most of your head or your body in order for this to be working. But Chavetz Chaim himself brings down a reason why he could be machalik in this, ayin in the rest of this bir halacha for that rationale. Sif Lamed Hey. The Mechaber writes, Levodim Hakoshim. This is like a hard felt material. Osur Laviim Berushu Sarabim or Bekarmelis Kishu Mutov Behem. You're not allowed to wear them out into the Sarabim, even though you're wearing them. They're around your body, but that's not the normal way that people wear felt. When it's a hard felt, it doesn't really serve as a beged, as a garment. So you wouldn't be allowed to carry this in Ushu Sarabim, which would be a din d'arais of carrying, or in a Karmelis, which would be a din d'rabbanan of carrying. However, the Nainam Koshim Harbi, but if they're not very hard, then mutter, then it is like a garment, and as long as you're wearing it, it's like a regular wearing of a garment that is, of course, permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sif Katan Kuf Lamed, She'ain Derech Malbush Milavodim HaKoshim. It's not a normal thing for a person to wear these hard felt types of garments. Devi Kimasu Yvasu, and as I mentioned, it is like a burden that you're carrying, and it will be also Derech or Derabbanan, depending on where you're carrying it. Umashma b'Rambam, from the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, however, da'afilu amhein dakin, even if they're very thin, osur kivin shu kosher. It is osur, even if they're very thin, as long as they're hard felt, so the thickness of it doesn't make any difference. If it's a hard felt, even if it's very thin, you wouldn't be allowed to go and wear it. Siv katan kuf lamed aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's soft, you are allowed to wear it. Lahaviim derech ituf afil rishus harabim. Then you would be allowed to wear it as clothing, even through a real rishus harabim deraisa, because it's not considered carrying; it's considered wearing it. And he brings down again umashma b'Rambam. It appears from the Rambam the davka imheim dakim kimo habagadim, but they have to be thin like a garment, and they can't be really thick even if they're soft. Sif lamed vav. The Mechaber tells us mutu lotzeis b'Shabbos b'shnei malbushim ze al gav ze. On Shabbos, a person can go out with two types of coats or garments, one on top of the other. Bein letzor ko, whether he needs it literally for himself, bein letzor chaver, or he's wearing the second coat to bring to his friend, it's permissible. Bein shehem shnei chalukim, whether it's two shirts, bein shehem shnei sarbolim, or whether it's two sarbolim. What is sarbolim? So the Ramah tells us, pirish sarbol, what is the definition of a sarbol? Ksus elyon, an outer coat. So he could wear two overcoats, two outer coats. And this is true, bein shehem shnei chagor zu al gabi zu, and this would be true whether there were two belts, one on top of the other. Vafilu ein malbush mafsik beinayim, and this would be allowed even if there was no other garment in between them. So you could wear one belt around this pants and another belt around this pants, according to the Mechaber, and it would be permissible. You don't have to have a second pair of pants on that you're putting the second belt around. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Lamed Beis, even though you're not getting any benefit from wearing the second garment over here, whatever garment it is, the overcoat, the shirt, the belt, according to the Mechaber, it's not considered a burden, you're not considered carrying it, since you are in fact wearing it, so it is permissible. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. The Ramah, however, tells us, Hagah, Yesh Osrin, for the latter thing that we talked about, the two belts, Shnei Chagor Zeh Al Zeh, there are those that say that this is not allowable. Unless, LMK, Malbush Mafsik Beinayim, you'd have to have another pair of pants, for example, in between. So you wear the belt around the first pair of pants, then you put on a second pair of pants, and you wear a belt around that, so then it would be permissible. But to just wear one pair of pants with two belts around it, that doesn't serve any purpose. And according to the Ramah, the Yesh Osrin would say that that's not allowed, and the Ramah Paskins V'chein Roy Linhog. And this is the way one should conduct himself. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Lamed Gimel explains, V'lo domi l'shnei malbushim. The belt is different than two shirts or two overcoats. Shederech adam l'bosho so mipnei akar. It is possible sometimes a person does wear a sweater and a jacket, or he wears two coats. Avo trei chaguros mahano yesh. But to wear two belts around the same pair of pants, what possible benefit could that ever be? Vein derech lakor umasiu. And therefore, it's not a normal way to belt yourself, to gird yourself, and therefore it is considered a burden. The issue for number 89 brings down, this has a huge nafkamina for a gartel, where a person already has a belt, let's say, around his pants, so the gartel is not doing anything to hold up his pants. So Rav Moshe finds his Tzal, and the Igros Moshe says, Shimchoger es hagartel al michnosov lelo hefsek beged osur. The gartel is directly over your pants, and your belt is in your pants, then you can't wear a gartel. You have to have another piece of clothing that the gartel is around in order to fulfill this chumrah of the Ramah, the Yesh Osrim. Others even more machmir, that you can't go out with the gartel at all in your outside garment, because it serves no purpose, unless it's something like a bekesha, which is having a normal gartel around it to close it, and only in that situation be mutter. On the other hand, he brings down from Dayin Weiss, Zatzal de Minchas Yitzchak, that the gartel is a tachshid, it's a kovod dika item, and therefore it can be worn, and it's not a problem. But he points out, Harotze lahachmer latzmo, if you have any concerns about this, so don't button your outer coat, just wear the gartel around your outer coat, and that will be the way to close it, and then there's no problem at all. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Umashba poskim the kul yama ain itzrael be the rabbanon." This wearing of the two belts that the Ramah asks is certainly only an issur the rabbanon. Kivin sh'al kol ponim derech levishu, because he is wearing it. Elo diyosu mishum the machzik masui. It looks like it's carrying. V'koshkin lachgor batzelka al hachagora. to put some sort of a kerchief around your belt, so that would certainly be not the way it's done, and it would be forbidden. So there would be even also, according to the opinion that the Mechaber brought down, that said you can wear a belt on top of a belt. That's not the normal way it's carried on a weekday. That he's doing this only to trick, to get it around the Hilchos Shabbos. Also, it would be forbidden even in a Karmelis. We're in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah, but time has run out, so Mitzvah Hashem will pick up over here tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.